Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Monday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." Commentary by Father Marc Valeau from Paris, France. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. Today, once again, the Gospel shows how the goodness of God, who watches over our happiness, is poured out. It tells us clearly what the sources are: truth, goodness, righteousness, justice, love, and all the virtues. It also warns us so as not to fall into the traps, excesses, lust, deceptions, in a word, sins, that would prevent us from attaining such happiness. Jesus uses his divine authority to show us clearly the absolute character of the good, which we must pursue, and the evil, which we must avoid at all cost. Hence his lively and gentle exhortation to respect the Magna Carta of the Christian life, the Beatitudes, paths that give access to happiness. In parallel, we find the threatening tone used in today's Gospel, the curses of those destructive acts that must always be avoided. It is the same Sacred Heart, the same love, that dictates the Beatitudes and the curses. It is very important to understand that one is as important as the other for those who want to be saved. Blessed are the poor, the hearts that thirst for justice, the merciful souls. Woe to you when you scandalize others, when you teach but do not put it into practice, when you corrupt the sound doctrine, when you lead others astray from the right path. Jesus adds firmly, the greater your responsibility before others, the stronger will be the curse that will fall upon you. Our Lord, in this passage, is addressing the notables. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Let us apply this divine teaching to our lives. Our good and our bad actions always have a double impact. One which falls on ourselves, because each action improves or devastates us. The other, considering our situation as adults, parents, teachers, responsible in any aspect, each of our actions can have repercussions, good or bad, unsuspected. Life is not time merely passing by. Life is about interactions. and we will have to give an account of it to the love of God.